Come, let us sing to Adonai. Let us thank the God of all creation. O Holy One, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. Let the earth and all living things praise the greatness of God. Let all people extol the glory of Adonai. O lover of the human heart, earth's source, her dawn, her day and rest, how holy is our planet home, whose gifts your love all manifest. So deep your love, so reckless sure, you loved us even in our sin, pursued us, shared our pain and death, determined at the last to win. Embrace and fold us in your breath, so warmed may we be set ablaze. Close draw us to your wounded side, the wounds we bear will then be grace. Love crucified twice hallows earth, which God deemed good and filled with grace. Here holy ground, here heaven's gate, with awe therefore our earth embrace. We bless you, holy, deathless one. We bless you, Christ, God's wounded word. We bless you, breath, our breath and life. Your praise through all the earth be heard. Amen. The sacrifice you accept, O God, is a humble spirit. Have mercy on me, O God, in your loving kindness. In your compassion, blot out my offenses. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. The sacrifice you accept, O God, is a humble spirit. Yet you look for truth in my inmost being, and teach me wisdom in my heart. Purify me, that I may be clean. Wash me, make me brighter than snow. The sacrifice you accept, O God, is a humble spirit. Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me. The sacrifice you accept, O God, is a humble spirit. Deliver me from death, O God, my Savior, that my tongue may sing of your justice. O Holy One, open my lips, and my mouth shall proclaim your praise. The sacrifice you accept, O God, is a humble spirit. You have no delight in sacrifices. A burnt offering from me would not please you. The sacrifice you accept is a humble spirit, A broken, contrite heart you will not spurn. The sacrifice you accept, O God, is a humble spirit. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The sacrifice you accept, O God, is a humble spirit.
A reading from the letter of Paul to the Romans. By the grace given to me, I tell everyone among you not to think of self more highly than one ought to think, but to think soberly, each according to the measure of faith that God has apportioned. For as in one body we have many parts, and all the parts do not have the same function, so we, though many, are one body in Christ, and individually parts of one another. Since we have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, let us exercise them. The Word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Adonai has loved and rewarded him. Love has invested him with glory. Adonai has loved and rewarded him. God has invested him with glory. He has served the church so well. God has invested him with glory. Glory to the Abba and the Word and the holy breath of love. Adonai has loved and rewarded him. God has invested him with glory. I am the shepherd of the sheep. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the good shepherd, and I know mine, and mine know me. Blessed be Adonai, the God of Israel, who visits his people to set us free, raising for us a sign of salvation in the house and family of David. God promised throughout past ages, in words of holy prophets, to save us from our enemies and from the control of our oppressors. Adonai favored our ancestors, and remembered the sacred covenant, the pledge to Abraham and Sarah, is now renewed for us, that freed from the grip of our foes, we might worship without fear, and be both just and holy for the rest of our days. And you, child called prophet of the Most High, we'll go ahead to prepare the way by teaching this people of salvation through forgiveness of their sins. For the loving compassion of the Holy One, as the rising sun will shine upon us to illumine the darkness and dispel death's shadow, to guide our feet on the way of peace. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. I am the shepherd of the sheep. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the good shepherd, and I know mine, and mine know me. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Show us your mercy, Adonai, and grant us your salvation. Clothe your ministers with justice. Let your people sing for joy. Keep this and all nations under your care. Guide all peoples in justice and truth. Let your ways be known upon earth, your saving help among all the nations. Let not the needy be forgotten, nor the hope of any be denied. Create in us clean hearts, O God, and fill us with your Holy Spirit. God of life and light, with a shepherd's love you have watched over us in the night, and brought us through the shadows of darkness into morning's light. As we celebrate the feast of Charles Borromeo, inspire us by his deep love for your people and for the renewal and reform of the structures of church and society, so that we may follow your Son, our love, Jesus Christ, who gave all that he had, that others may have life to the full. Amen. May the God of love fill us with all joy and peace, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, we may share all we have with those who are in need. Amen. Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God.